The International Ministers Conference is God's strategy to set your life and ministry on course. Welcome to the International Ministers Conference 2022, positioning your life and ministry for the end time move of God.
Lift our hands where we stand and give the Lord praise from the depth of our heart. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Just bless Him from the depth of your heart. For whatever reason the Lord has called for this gathering, oh, bless you. Thank you, Father, for this confluence of graces and power and authority. Oh, we give you praise. We bless you. We thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated for a moment. It'll take a few minutes. Alright. I just received a notification that Babalawa himself wants to speak with the house. So, when they are ready, then they want to do it live. So, once they are set, they just let us know if we can connect. If we can't, we have a better meeting at home with him. Bring it back to you. Hallelujah. Once again, tell the Lord tonight that I'm ready. Use me for what you want to do. Use me, use me, use me. The way you want to do what you want. Just go ahead. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2 Kings chapter number 2, by the popular scripture. Many of the things I ought to do tonight are done already. Just take some 20 minutes to do some things. Alright, let's start the reading from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter number 2. Let's start the reading from verse 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a wild wind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal." That's the first thing I want you to note. Because heads of ministries, I beg you, please listen. Because I want to say so many things that sometimes we find difficult to say as pastors. Elijah has several sons of the prophet, but he preferred to walk with Elisha. Sometimes you have sons, but you have those who prefer at the moment when it's about carrying the body. The same way Jesus had 12, but that night at the Garden of Gethsemane, he preferred Peter, James, and John. Most times, you know, people have found out that people have what is called transactional honor. Honor at days they can predict that something is about to be transferred. Meanwhile, the seat of transference is the heart. The one who has walked, do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Anywhere there's going to be transference starts from the heart of the leader. I got my first job in a primary school. First salary, 10 to 11, I can't remember either 9, 10 or 11,000. As I got that salary, I traveled home and said to my mother, "Let's go to the market." That was all I had. Pick what you want to pick. That's my first salary. That's all I had. But I would say, select anything you want. So we bought all those cheap earrings and all that. And she was just smiling throughout the market. We bought everything. She go back home. And she waited till around 5 a.m. or thereabout. And she called me out and said, come. I stepped out. She said, come out of the house. I came out of the house. Then we stood, you know, opened the rooms. And she said, stand here. She said, I brought you to this world. I'm your mother. And you are not the only one. But today, I stand before God to tell you that you will not cease to lead all my children. How much? 9 to 10,000. But sometimes it's not about the stuff. It's about the heart. The Bible says there's a generation that calls their fathers and they honor their mothers. They are like to be put out. One of the worst things the devil can do is to make men walk in honor actively in the active season of transition. Don't just find reasons. Do you understand what I'm saying here? How do I explain this? As a leader, as a pastor, and let me talk as an apostle and a prophet. I know what I found out is that there are different chambers of the blessing. And manifestations can happen at each level. And that's why I love what Pastor Ajani said. That a man can't go wrong in his highest office. No man, living or dead, that mattered in the move of God is an island. This thing is what has been flowing from one generation to another. What you see here, GUC Ministry International, this is not gift. I know gift when I see one. This kind is given. So, meanwhile, those who can transfer grace for all those, some of them may not even be singers. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people who are not rich or carry grace for wealth. They can make you and speak you into it and your life won't remain the same. And bet you into those realities. And one of the reasons why this subject needs to be discussed is that we're in the middle. Many other nations have finished their transition process. That's why it looks like there's no revival happening. What happens when that transition is complete and there's quietness is that some men did not discern to receive it. They ought not to be quietness. Because when David Yonggi-cho died, if you observe church growth movement, South Korea, cell structure and all that, bless God for men like Bishop David Oyedepo. But Bishop Oyedepo is more connected to the Hagin stream. The same thing with Pastor here at the Hagin stream. But the man in Africa who plugged into Yonggi-cho is that man, that dangerous man, Archbishop, Bishop Dagoba Mills. And you discover if he coughs that ministers should gather in Ghana, they will come from all over. That kind of authority is not because you have written books. It is given. Such that the generation that knows Elijah, when he's taken, if anybody comes in the spirit of him, they will know also, this is the spirit of Elisha. It rests on him. America is almost done. Like I said in the afternoon, we have just few people left. Yes, God has me. And me, some of you saw the strength thing that, who would have thought that Bishop T.D. Jakes, as at now, will hand over the operation to his daughter. When it is time for transition, it's time for transition. And sometimes there are things that are high, need to be open to. There are men who didn't have the chance to give it actively, but they were taken suddenly. Men like Miles Morrow. That teaching grace, that kingdom, still hanging. Because actually, last days, are they ready for Baba? Okay, let me wait a bit. I think Baba is ready to go live with us. All right, so you can go ahead if you can. That man you just saw pray for us, there used to be three that is the last of their kind. Baba Yelami is gone. Baba Jide is gone. Amongst the men who actively saw Baba Lola, this is the last in that generation. And we are so privileged in this. Something dropped. I can't. Shoo, shake it by. That's a simple prayer, but this, my entire body right now is engulfed. Can we lift our hands and soak it in this? Oh, thank you. Shalaka Fade Rekende Akita Baya da da da. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Maori Kata Yabiada Kaishatish. Thank you, Jesus. Aliakai Vahati is to Fehenia Givis. Zabdem Akia Vahati is to Feheledia. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Father. Emi ni mo eshe o, emi ha wo wobi, eyi kuku agbara, emi ni eshe. Ayiraye eshe o, emi ha wo wobi, eyi kuku agbara. Amen. Amen. Now, look up. Please be seated if you can. Let me wrap this up. One of the reasons why what we are doing is so important. I don't know if you read that book I just wrote, The Final Move of God. I showed you there that there are three powerful feasts that signifies move of God upon the face of the earth. The Pentecost, the Passover, and what we call the ingathering of Feast of Tabernacles. That we are at that final phase now. Just opening up. When they are celebrating that feast, it's not within the house. It's outside the house. It's signifying that when the church enters the peak of that, it's not just going to now be about our congregation. But it's also the time of the latter rain and the former rain in the first month. Meaning that the graces on these men plus the one for the generation must meet. Until they meet, Christ won't come. That church that is without spot and blemish will not be bettered by one generation alone. We will invite the grace on Babalola, on Babajide. Call it crude or anything. That dimension is. It is not just because at the millennium reign, we're going to have all these men in person. But before Christ, we're going to have their mantle bodily. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is going to be the latter rain plus the former rain. Listen and listen well. Let me tell you the reason why that is important. Can I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Please come. Come. Never forget this illustration. This is a marathon race. Please, can you all face this side and line up? Stand behind each other. And give space. Give space. Thank you. Look at this illustration, because there's a part of these people understand. There's a part that is not being taught. One generation will serve him and commend him to another. So if you look at the posture of the church, it's a lineup. From generation to generation, the active functionaries in every next generation will not function legally until something is handed from the previous. And when grace comes on the face of the earth, it doesn't lift. Even when the carriers are dead, it hangs around, waiting for people that will find the waters they found. When they drink, that same thing falls. And that's why Jacob can go and stumble on one stone and see that heavens is opened. Because someone created a portal years before he was born. Those things don't close up. There are families here that somebody has stumbled on something, but a generation of rebellion arose, and that grace is hanging. And that's why you are here. So you can reconnect with those mantles. There's been issues and crises because they neglected the gods their fathers found. Children are now here because there has to be healing. But this is what our lineup looks like. One generation serves him. If you look at the life of Saul, what was the bane of Saul? When Samuel died, Samuel wasn't at peace with him. So he went with everything. And the Bible says that there was no word of the Lord in the land. He had to go and inquire from the witch of Endor to bring back Samuel. And now he didn't tell the witch what they wanted to bring back. And the woman screamed and said, "Alas, I see one coming from under the earth like the gods." Saul said, "That's Samuel. That's Samuel. He's a man of stature." How didn't he receive from that man until he's dead? If the bones of Elisha rose up a dead boy, it went with something. But Gehazi couldn't receive. He wanted money. Be careful of the bargains you make. And imagine this as a marathon race. When you see, how many of you watched that, was it Olympics or whatever? This one they did recently. Nigeria, that mixed marathon race. Nigeria ran that race. We came last. Why? Every other nation started with their women, then ended with the men, because physically men are stronger. Nigeria started with the men. We're far ahead, but we ended with our women. No coach. By the time our men had been, when women started running, those men took over and left our women behind. Even the last of the men left the women behind. So meaning that in every marathon race, it is only wisdom to put the best at the last. So if this generation is that generation, after all them, it means there's so much attention and focus on this generation. If their race will make sense, it will be because you receive the strength. Not just the button. Our focus is always on the button. Now, there is, and if you look at it physically, if you look at it, let's be honest with ourselves, those generations are far stronger. So what God did is to make sure that what they receive by digging, you will receive by honor and connecting. We heard that Elijah the Tishbite rose. From where? That's the fathers for you. But for an Elisha to rise, you have to connect with Elijah the Tishbite, that you didn't know how he rose. We talk about the mantle of Babalola. How did Babalola get it? Let me tell you one of the things that is happening. God knows the distraction for this generation is much. It's too much. So that mantle, because let me tell you, when mantle rests on a man, the mantle reconfigures. Oh yes. You can be a very touch guy. When an ancient mantle comes, it reconfigures you. You can't understand why you are no longer touch anymore. It changed your DNA. Do you understand what I'm saying? It cuts everything off. So this generation cannot just go with light, screen, and smoke. The same strength. That strength to labor in prayers for hours. Such that Babalola prayed and his knee bore on a rock. What kind? kind is that? The batting is not enough. We need the Spirit. John the Baptist came in the Spirit and in the power of Elijah. I'm making an announcement because there's going to be a release. And many of you, because listen to this. And I stand there with all humility and I tell you, I will not draw any attention to myself, but let me be very, very, very honest with you. When I contacted the mantle for prayer and fasting was CAC. And that's why God paused my life for 2 years. The only activity is study, prayer and fasting every day with tears. I noticed that before a major move begins through a man, there has to be a major process. Check history of the body of Christ. Anyone that God is using significantly, there was a time God paused their life only to wait and pray. If you have not seen that burden and that pause, now is the time to press on. If it is major, that time must come. That season must come. God is going to obstruct all yours. He's going to pause it. You won't be able to tell why you are paused to pray. Every day you are praying, you can't tell why. Fasting, you can't tell why. And check the body of Christ now. There's much more grace for fasting.
Yes, sir.
Check. I'm telling you. So if now that the grace is not available, you are struggling with it. So it means in the scheme of God, this generation dealt with a level of darkness, but God knows that this generation is going to deal with deeper darkness. For behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. As we approach the coming of Jesus, when the devil knows his time is short, he's going to be multiplying darkness. Every advertisement now carries naked women. So what is the intention of God? Pack all these guys. Follow me. Pack all these guys and put them in this guy. Put all of them in this guy. Then release him forth. That's the intention. So when you see this guy, he's not alone. All these guys are in him. That must be the posture of this generation. So you look at him and say, he's a twitch guy. There is a spirit of just men seated. Hey, Kavila Hati. Such that if all, because listen, anointing is not measured just by drama, it's measured by possibilities activated. Like, are you sure what I'm saying here? Such that you will see that there's a man called Egan. You know, one of the things God did with Kenneth Egan was that towards the end of his life, all who came and encountered that corrosive anointing mattered in their generation. All. Danny Gio himself will describe that he went to book appointment with Egan. Because, listen to this, my foundation, alright, was built majorly on that. You know what I'm talking about. All of you passed through that. They went to his office. Even Bishop Edepo, none of them escaped that. Anybody who is major now passed through that screen. They all did. And they went and he asked them, what do you want? So I said, I want books. I said, I want it. It's not a bad thing. It's okay. That's what they wanted. And when he asked Pastor here at Deboe, he said, I want all that makes you you. And he said, give this one the book. Please, secretary, take care of this one. But you that wants all that makes me me, go on your knees. Again. Towards the end of that man's life, in meetings they had to be carrying him. He was too full of lust. You know how he died? He finished ministry, spoke with the sons, blessed them, laughed and laughed and died. As if the devil didn't exist. Went on, cheated all those nonsense. This last generation should not just make boasts in your ability and say because you are the last. You must come in the fullness of, because listen to this, the devil that fought those generations is coming back. The moment John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, Jezebel came back. So imagine a John the Baptist without the fire of Elijah, the head will be off. What is happening in Nigeria now? The government have pressed us on all sides. It is a demand on the anointing of Idahosa. It is a demand. I'm saying it again. There's a demand right now. There's an urgent demand in Nigeria for that anointing that judges. Anytime people are pressed on all sides, God is saying there's something that you ought to have that is not yet now. And you need to press for it. Being the final generation is not enough. All these men must be perfected in you. So when you come, and the devil thinks it's only you, you have come, alright, with mantles, ancient graces, different dimensions, to combat effectively the demon of your time. There is the demon of our days and can't be confronted with just mere noise. There is a need for a lot of activations. And as I'm speaking, the grace for prayer, listen to this, I'm fasting. Listen. I've gone to minister in different places and people come to serve me food and lost appetite for weeks. It's a natural thing. My wife is here. It's a natural. It's follow come. But that grace is here. Because, listen to this, if you have a destiny that you can't pay the price for, the agony of it is that you will live your life seeing somebody else fulfill it. That's the agony. And you will know your replacement, always. Yes. Everybody who is replaced always know their replacement. Because they will do the exact burdens God placed in your heart. You will see it in your lifetime. Can we lift our hands? Our generation stands no chance all by herself, except that these graces are perfected in us. And there's a pressing I want you to press. Not just batting. Please look up. If we get those battings without the spirit, we'll be defeated. Because all of a sudden you have called the attention of demons to yourself. You are carrying a big machine gun, but you are not trained on how to survive it. They will face you and win you and kill you anyhow. Don't just strive for the battle, strive for the spirit. That's what Elijah said. I want double portion of your spirit. The spirit of prayer, the spirit of fasting, eating the word. Kalima have the give head by a suvigaba. Hey, take a minute and lift your voice loud and clear. This generation contends. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand there for a while. I have less than 7 minutes to go. Please stand there. Please stand up. Let me tell you something. I told the pastors and I said, see, I'm in this city today. I won't be here forever. I said, see, the work we have done here is the work of 2 years plus. Whether we have done well or not, whether we tried or not, whether we have failed or not, by the time we leave, it will take those who have regard by revelation for what we walked in to carry that spirit. If not, the shoe will be too big. Amazing. Every generation that end up small, men die, all those things, they always consider those ahead of them as they've not done much. If you remind them, when our time comes, and what you don't have regard for, double portion of it can't come. It can't come. Sir, I was praying in fasting the month of August. Was it 2020 or 2019? I had special visitations every Saturday night throughout that month. God just accepted it so. So I was asking for a particular grace. I said, God, I know that you are calling me into the apostolic stream, but I can't go without this. You know what God said to me? He said, what you are asking for? I have placed upon my servant, Joshua Selma, give yourself to his teaching, then you have it. Then I now slept and had a vision, and I saw him, Apostle Selma, kneeling down behind the stage where Pastor Christopher Kilome is ministering. asking, I said, hey, well, what I'm asking for is with a man. That man too is asking for something else. So I was with Dr. Akinpelu in their church. Apostle Selma was there. So when I went to see him and all that, he was trying to shake me like a colleague. Ah, it's apostolic oil. They just poured it. It's fresh. You been around. Speak a word. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are certain, we don't post for the grammar before graces. I'm telling you, you will receive. If I'm not, maybe if you are not called to that stream, it's okay. But when you are called to a stream, you recognize the forerunners. You are not a legal runner without entrusting you with something. Oh yes. It is somebody who is there that will draw you and say, Peter said, bid me to come. It is the one who is there that beats you. Join this company now. You belong here. If not, you will preach all your debt. That's when you understand that even influence, the sacred trust, is given. No media strategy can raise a man. It is given. And when it is given to you, it is given to you. Can we lift our hands? Our generation, there are many things that needs to rest. Because listen, the glory of this generation is that this is the generation of that convergence. All must be seen. We must see. Now imagine it now. Babalola's mantle is back fully. And look at, because, amen, please look at it. I'm not sure I've observed that you will never see any media organization anywhere criticize Dr. Omar Okpai. You will never see. All who did that died. You know, that man, they gave him ask to drink. I heard this story from him himself. We're supposed to be with him 2020, though we still have the open invitation. Because these men, they have something, we can't allow them. And he collected it and said, I turned this to water. And he drank it by himself. Don't give me. He drank it. Then said, if truly I have power over death, then you who have given me this. He instructed them. I don't want to mention the instruction, and that was it. One time an herbalist came to challenge him in a meeting. And he said to the herbalist, when you hear me sing Traya Mama, start running. He said, as you hear me sing that song, begin to run. He said, because your shrine will burn and it will burn for 7 days. As he began to sing it, the shrine started burning. 7 days. One man came to challenge him and said, you are a liar. He said, let me tell you, in 7 days time, your king's men will gather around you and burn you to death. If you can disturb it online. What kind of corrosive? The man went to lock himself in the room and say, I will see how this will happen. Then somebody died in the family. And they went to consult their oracle and all that. And they said he killed the person. They came to meet him in the house where he had locked himself, broke the door and burnt him. That ferocious authority. When you see it, you see it. Hey, these things are not just like that. There are many things crying on their altars. Gen Z plus all the generations on ground is to be gen nonsense without these mantles. All these graces. Because you see that when this government make all their noise, they've never tried it to go and arrest Bishop Oyedepo, they can't try it. You can't arrest Pastor Chris, you can't try it. You can't arrest Pastor Oyedepo, you can't try it. I hope we'll not have the generation of James that Herod will kill experimentally. We need this spirit. They carry something before God as a precious ointment. I want to give us a minute, just a minute, to press. Our generation must embody all the dimensions. Now, see, I don't know how you pray it, but hey, the floor is open. The floor is open. You have a minute. Oh, Shenderoko, Shenderoko. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amazingly, God has chosen Nigeria for reasons best known to him as the headquarter of his move as we speak. The place where God is mostly felt right now is Nigeria. I don't know if you understand, because I shared with you, they were talking yesterday. I really wanted to share a lot of stories, but because of time, we have to round up. Of a time in America, Agin was around at the same time. T.L. Osborne was around at the same time. Or a robot was around at the same time. I recommended a book at one point. Some said it thundered. Kansas City Prophet. You read of men like Bob Jones. When Bob Jones died, he was admitted in an hospital. The doctor didn't like him, didn't like Prophet. So he didn't try to see him. So during winter. So the doctor locked himself in his office, allowed the nurses to take care of him. He has this security passcode you have to press to enter. And around 12 a.m., the doctor began to hear po, 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 po at a security lock that nobody knows. And he opened his eyes and it was Bob Jones. That strange prophet he's been avoiding. He came in right there and sat in front of him. And he began to teach him and tell him many things that God will later do on the face of the earth. Many things, this will happen. That was all the doctor remembered. Then he woke up and saw that, oh, it was a dream. But the strange thing about this dream was that the book where he wrote it was in front of him with what he wrote. And when he looked at it, it was not in English. It was ancient Aramaic language. He ran out of the room quickly to check Bob Jones. They said he had died that night. That was how these men left. Hey, that was how they left. Ah! Bob Jones will just enter into somebody's, he could enter into many places and say, you are so and so and so and so. This is what God will be doing through your life, so and so. Yes. Everything he said, check. Who wonder? And do you know? Bob Jones, Bobby Connor, Rick Joyner, and some of these dangerous prophetic guys, at one point they were living in the same location. All of them went to. And they said, when you stumble in that place, sometimes you stumble on angels. All of them. At one point, T.L. Osborne, Kenneth Hagin, or a robot were living in the same building. What kind is that? How can the move of God be that localized? But you know, a time is coming that it will be said that would you believe that there was a time in Nigeria, William Kumi, Iya Debue, Olukoya, all of them, around at the same time. Lagos Ibadan Expressway. Will our children only hear the stories or they will still see the power? That's our quest. That's our concern. Will they only hear the story or they will see that those men might have gone, but their spirit is around? You will pray so your children will not ask where you were when God was moving. You pray. I want us to lift our hands. Oh God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, you are still the same God. We press into these dimensions. You have 45 seconds to pray it, and I'm going to decree over you. We press. We press. Ela kafra de rokushindo. Jesus. We press. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Finally, before I pray for you, because I took quite a number, good of my time, to sit down with the stories of these men. Because I know the future is not in view and we don't know what God has done in our land. That was why I taught that message, what God once did in our land. Hey, we're going to be in trouble. If the demons of this present age is unleashed, there's going to be scandals everywhere unless we carry their spirit. That spirit of, see, I have, man of God, I have, Baba Olawale, I just finished praying, I have been in his house quite a number of times. My first night in his house, when I entered that house, there are people there, consorts of the prophet. They pray every night. When you enter that compound, it will look like you have entered 1930. Prayer energy. And I entered his parlor. I'm in all honesty, no comeliness and all that. Just normal, simple place. So I was waiting. Another person was waiting. Some prophets were seen. You could see them in white, all those CAC and all that. So I entered. As I entered, there's no plenty aesthetics, but I was in awe. You will know you are standing before an authority. A place his hands on his ears and said to me right there, he said, you are about to get married. I said, yes, sir. He said, the woman you want to marry, this is it, this is it. Don't go about like this. Hey, well, how did you know, sir? He looked at me again. He said, holy no. The prophet. I said, sir. I wanted to give him money. I said, a seed. He said, are you a governor? I said, no. No governor ever becomes a governor, Muslim, Christian, atheist in this state without that man blessing you. You can't. You can't win. That's why I know that there's something beyond rigging. There's something beyond rigging. This thing, I'm telling you, you can't win. Something happened in this city one time like that. A governor in this same state collected a land that belonged to Bishop Wadoke. Bishop shared this story with us himself. He said it's for precious cornerstone. He canceled and said he's cooking the land. Abba said, no problem. Take the land that belongs to God. At one point, he tried to sleep in his office. He didn't give Abba audience. Abba said, no problem. Stay in your office. He ran into trouble with some people. Came to see Baba. Baba said, I won't come out. Return what belongs to God. Let me tell you, I'm not sure he ever saw that governor and prayed for him. That's why he died early. Let me just leave that. Share this story himself. So, but when they, because if you look at the way the devil is trying to close in on the church to intimidate the church, when the voice of intimidation rise, who are the voices of authority that can speak on behalf of Zion? And say, this evil government, reverse that law or die. And they know it is so. Our bishop was around in the days of Abacha. The terror. And they feared him. He will go on national TV and challenge them. These mantles must not leave. We can't be left with phonetics. Something must sit. Now, listen to this. I came into this city 2019. Alright. I took a month, some month out to pray, seek God's face and all that. One of those nights, because I want to pray now, and I want to do what Jesus did in Luke 4, verse 18. One of those nights, I was about to sleep and I sensed that there was a presence in the house. I couldn't sleep. So I took my stuff, went to the living room, and was just praying on my seat and all that. And around past 12, the Lord opened my eyes. And I saw that this, you know, the anointing has fragrance. I mean, there are some things that are prophetic. I don't know how to explain in English and all that. You can smell the anointing of a person. Are you aware? And I perceive that what I'm perceiving here is there that grace on that man called Baba Jide. This is what is happening in the house. So I fell on the floor, I was worshiping God. I don't know why you are doing this. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, from today, I have given you the authority to communicate what is flowing from the fathers. He said, you will not just represent me in wisdom, but also in power. So you can understand the reason why I'm so much in love with these men and we're always pursuing them up and down. Many of these things you will never see on social media and know the depth of it. But I want to pray for everyone here. Please, I'd like for you to stand because I want to make declarations and a lot of authority is going to follow it. Different things will happen in 2 minutes now, but I don't want distractions. Lift your hands wherever you are. Close your eyes. Fix your gaze on Jesus. Let me give enough sound to that sax. We're going to blow a trumpet. And listen, and I'm going to make declaration upon different graces, ministries, and giftings here. We're going to raise a sound to heaven. See this moment as a Kairos moment. God has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Many of the things that have happened, are those things happening in vain? Never. We'll have a blast. Many things will begin to happen, then we're going to decree. And you go home carrying this coat. Many of you will live with coats of many colors. Lift your hands, close your eyes, fix your gaze on Jesus. Father, of the rivers that have been flowing before our time, different mantles and manifestations of your presence. There are men and women here representing different dimensions of your move. We ask that that river will flow through this place again. And everyone under this atmosphere and this cloud, whether online or on site, will be made to drink of these waters. It doesn't matter the nation and the state you are connecting from. We ask that the gates and the portals be opened. We ask that our curtain be parted again upon this generation. All across this place, let the mantles that walk with the fathers begin to find sitting place right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Let right vessels for each mantles begin to plug in and connect. That there will be none stranded amongst us. That there will be none stranded amongst us. The cloak and the mantle of prayer. As I count 1, 2, 3, let it find expression. There are lives that dimension needs to sit. 1, 2, 3. The spirit of boldness and audacity. That apostolic audacity. As I count 1, 2, 3, let it find expression. 1, 2, 3. The spirit of wisdom and power that walked with these men from time immemorial. The kind you have placed on our patriarch, Pastor Hia Deboe. That spirit of steadfastness on men like Pastor W.F. Kumuyi. in this meeting again. Another measure. Another measure. Hey, silence everywhere. The Lord said I should prophesy the weight of His presence upon ministers and ministries. Stretch out your hands. I speak as I've been commanded. That weight of His Shekinah glory that needs to sit on the work God has placed you into. From my right hand side to the middle and the back, everywhere, let that weight find expression upon men. That cupboard, yet again, let it sit. I'm going to count 1 to 7, and that's it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, sit. It's like fire burning your belly, ready to break out. That none will be feeble amongst us. None will be weak amongst us. None will become a loose end. That the smallest amongst us will be as mighty as David. As mighty as David. As mighty as David. Father, we ask that not just the mantle but the spirit, oh Lord, will sit on men and ministries in the name of Jesus. Let it be impossible for anyone here to run dry. The grace of supernatural supplies of the spirit. God told me when I had an encounter with Jesus, He said, son, no matter how dry an atmosphere is, when you step in, I will show up. I've given you my presence as a gift. Such as I have, I also communicate. It doesn't matter how dry an atmosphere is. When you show up, it will show up. Amen. From today, you step into deeper waters. Amen. Of the anointing. Amen. Of manifestations of the spirit. Of finance. Amen. You will never be stranded again. We give you praise, dear Lord. Let this generation not be a missing link. Strengthen us, oh Lord. And when the demons of our time show up, we'll show up with the mantles of this time also. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Something else.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details: 2215005289 UBA.